NBC Television presents Tony Hancock in...
Hancock's Half Hour.
Are you nearly ready, darling?
Just a minute. There.
Is the baby all right?
Yes, he's asleep. Oh, he's only just gone, so don't make a noise.
Well, okay, we'll have to leave in 5 minutes, otherwise we'll be late for the film. Hey, where on earth are those babysitters? They said they'd be here by 6:30. It's 7:20 already. Where on earth can they be?
Don't worry, darling. They'll be here.
Good evening, Mrs. Frobisher. We're the new babysitters.
Oh.
Yeah. Who is it, darling?
It's the new babysitters.
Oh, good.
May we come in, or would you prefer to bring the baby out here?
Oh, yes, of course.
Thank you very much. Oh, yes, nice little place you've got here. Yes, very cozy. This will do us nicely.
I say, look, I'm afraid there must be some mistake. I mean, the agency said they were sending two girls round, a Miss Hancock and a Miss James.
No. I think you must have misunderstood them. They said the Messrs. Hancock and James, not the Mrs. Hancock and James.
Are you sure it'll be all right? I mean, we've never had male babysitters before.
Now, don't you worry your little old parental head about that, my dear. Just show us where the television set is and you can op it.
Look, I mean, say, with all due respect, you just don't look like babysitters.
Don't look like babysitters. Really, is that the remark of a scientific mind? I'm surprised to find in a modern, well-set-up establishment to encounter such archaic, cluttered-up thinking as that. Don't look like babysitters, indeed. And what, pray, do babysitters look like? Did Rembrandt look like a musician? Of course she didn't. You can't go by looks. Take a good look at those. They may look to you like a pan and half of pork sausages. But there's delicacy and tenderness throbbing and... Oh, I'm just...
I suppose you do have qualifications.
Madam, your concern for your child's welfare is both touching and admirable. My friend and I have a long and illustrious record of service with the St. John's Ambulance Brigade, Southern Division. Chelsea football ground, 1945 to 49.
That's right, we'll look after him. Any pulled muscles, cartilage trouble, knee ligaments, anything like that, we'll have him right in no time.
Yes, it's all in there. The old freezing cold sponge on the back of the neck works wonders, doesn't it? Come on, off you go, enjoy yourselves. Don't give it another thought.
Do you think it'll be all right?
Well, there isn't time to get anybody else now, darling. So we're late as it is. Besides, he probably won't even wake up. Yes, I'm sure it'll be all right.
Right, the usual terms, then, 3 and 6 an hour, plus the use of furniture, television and light snacks. Will that suit you?
Yes. All right.
Right. All right, then, off you go. Do you good to have a night off. I take it the little man is upstairs?
Oh, yes, he is. There's a microphone in his room, and this just here is the loudspeaker. You'll be able to hear if he wakes up.
Oh, yes, that's very ingenious, isn't it? Very good labour saving that. I always hate lurching up and downstairs after a hefty nosh-up.
I thought you said light snack.
Yes, oh, yes, of course, yes. How does it work, then, this?
Oh, well, this is on, and this is off. There, it's full on now.
Oh, yes, I think I can hear the little angel breathing. Sid, come over here. Listen to this. Listen to it. Listen to him driving him home there.
Oh, yeah, he's well away, isn't he?
Yes. Oh, how delightful. Well, we're all set then.
Well, if he should wake up, you can always talk back to the room. It's a two-way system, you see. He'll probably go back to sleep if you croon a little lullaby over the microphone.
Yes, when he can do that. He's the crooner. You want to hear his songs for swinging lovers. Marvellous. Send anybody to sleep, that would. Right, off you go then. Oh, incidentally, what size is your television screen?
21 inch.
Oh, that's all right. We don't usually accept anything under 17 inches, you know. Both channels, I take it?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, that'll be all right. I'll just try the furniture out for a minute. Yes. Right, that's all right. I take it you'll run us home when you get back?
Oh, yes, all right.
Right, well, you better be going, otherwise you'll miss the start. Leave everything in our hands. Oh, by the way, before you go, what's the telephone number of the local police, ambulance and fire brigade?
9999.
Oh, yes, of course.
What do you want to know that for?
Oh, nothing. Just to be on the safe side, you know. To be forewarned is forearmed. Be prepared. Never know when tragedy's going to strike next, do we?
I don't think I'll go.
No, it's all right now, darling. Come along. We'll be all right.
Oh, by the way, what are you going to see?
A case of murder at the Alhambra.
Oh, it's excellent. Mm. The butler did it.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Good. Right, well, that's got rid of them. Now then, let's see how old Christopher Robin's getting on up there. He's all right. He won't be any bother.
Well, he better not be. I don't like kids. I don't trust him. You never know what they're going to do next.
Oh, don't be such a misery.
Well, I don't like this babysitting lark.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. One of the best ideas we ever had. We've got to sit in at night. Let's sit in a bit of comfort. We've got nothing like this at home. Free grub, free booze, other people's electricity. Comfortable furniture for a change, nice and warm. We've never had it so good. When I think of those miserable evenings I've spent in that wallpaper damp rabbit hutch in railway cuttings, peering through the gloom at the shadowy flickerings of a worn-out 9-inch television set. There's no comparison, and we're getting paid for it.
I like railway cuttings.
Well, I don't. Not now I've seen how the other half live. Look at this carpet here. We've never walked on anything like that. Look at it, all shining bright and not a hole in sight. Doesn't it make a pleasant change to sit on a carpet without a floor full of knotholes staring up at you? And all these lovely plants here hanging round the walls. And they're meant to be there. Not like our place forcing their way in from the outside. Now, this is class, mates. Contemporary, I believe it's called. Very nice. I'd have my place done up like this if I could afford it.
Well, I think it's diabolical. It's like the waiting room at the airport. I like the antimacassars. Bit of chintz on the windows, flying ducks over the mantelpiece, dartboard hanging up on the wall.
Well, you've always been behind the times. You're old-fashioned, you are. You've got no eye for beauty, complete lack of taste. No sense of colour, shape, balance. All symmetry means to you is chunks of white marble stuck outside a church. A place like this is completely over your head. People like you don't deserve comfort and luxury.
Comfort? Where? Show me one comfortable bit of furniture in this room. Go on, show me a body that'll fit any of this stuff. Well, now then, take this chair. Is that a chair?
Of course it's a chair. What else do you think it is?
Dog basket?
No, it is not a dog basket.
Well, it hasn't got any arms. How am I supposed to know it's a chair?
Well, it is. Now, look. Marvellous, that is. The body's perfectly relaxed. Molds itself to the contours of the torso. All the support just where you need it. What could you have better than that? Sid, give us a hand a minute, will you? That's all right, there's no need to grin. Just wasn't designed for a man of my dimensions, that's all. No, it's a very charming place, this is.
Yeah. How do you play this?
You don't play it. That is for looking at.
All right. I've looked at it. Now what does it do?
It doesn't do anything. Put it back. Not like that, you fool. Shh, what was that?
What was what?
I thought I heard something. I thought I heard the Herberts upstairs. Are you all right? Yeah, he's all right.
He's 9 months old. What do you expect, a detailed report?
It's just as well to make sure he's all right. Now then, let's get settled in for the night. What are you doing?
Where's the telly?
Well, it must be around somewhere. We've been done. They haven't got one. What a liberty. Applying for babysitters when you haven't got a television set. This is tantamount to fraud. I shall ring up the cinema and get them to scratch a slide out. Mr. and Mrs. Frobisher, go home. It's not good enough, really.
Wait a minute. There's a control panel here. Window open, window shut. Fresh air ventilator. Central heating. television.
Well, go on, then press it. Oh! Well, would you believe it? Isn't that marvellous? Go on, do it again. Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Well,
I can watch that all day. Do it again. No. Let me have a go. Come on. All right, now. What should we have? The front door open and the complete change of air, or the back door open and the temperature up, or the window
all
open?
Right,
what
all
would
right.
you...
Just leave it. Yeah. Now, just leave it alone. Don't touch anything.
How do you turn it on?
You switch it on and off from here. Saves you getting up and down.
It's good, isn't it?
I can always find it. Right. You get the grub ready while I get the set warmed up.
Right. There's not much of a selection out there, I'm afraid. Still, half a loaf's better than none. Right, now then.
Bronco Lane. Shh. He's got his shirt off again. I think the Indians are going to peg him out on the ground and let the ants have a go at him.
Oh, charming. How you can watch this stuff, I do not know. Let the ants have a go at him. It shouldn't be allowed. Some of these television companies have got no sense of responsibility. There are children watching these programs. You want me to walk in the park tomorrow for kids pegged out with ants crawling all over
it? Shh, quiet, quiet. The Indian chief's just walking out of his tent.
You're worse than the kids, honestly. A man of your age, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Every night you come in here, you're glued... Hey, yeah. Him. Look, him there with the feathers on.
Well, what about it?
Used to be a detective in M Squad.
What are you talking about? He's a real Indian.
Of course he is, and they can't get real Indians these days. They've all got big houses and oil wells. They can't be bothered with this rubbish anymore. You have to teach Indians to ride horses these days. They take the shirts off and put a pair of moccasins on, they freeze with cold. You take it from me, that's a white man with the old brown boot polish on.
You always have to spoil it for me, don't you? As far as I'm concerned, that's Bronco Lane, and he's been captured by a savage tribe of Blackfeet. Now, shut up.
Savage tribe of Blackfeet. I've seen him in Johnny Staccato. He was a saxophone player in that. Seen that medicine man before as well. Elizabeth Taylor's father last time I saw him. And him there, he was driving a lorry in Cannonball last week.
Are you going to shut up?
All right, I'm only telling you.
I don't want to know. As far as I'm concerned, they're all real Indians.
All right then, all right, if it pleases you. Savage, hostile Indians, all right then. There they go. Straight over the hill, straight in their big cars and off home.
Oh, look. Here come the ants. Look at them, a whole army of ants.
I've seen them before, too. In the Tarzan films, it's the same shot. They use it in all the jungle films.
Oh, blimey, look at this. Look, he can't get loose. What a way to go. Look at the size of those ants.
They're not as big as that. They shoot it through a magnifying glass.
Come on, Bronco. Come on, boy. Don't let them get you. Well, look at that. They're getting nearer and nearer. I can't watch it. I can't watch it.
Neither can I.
Where's he gone?
Back in the wall, where he belongs.
Why don't you leave things alone?
You leave him where he is.
I want him on.
And I want it off.
Not your ass. Why don't you leave things as they are?
I am the chief babysitter.
They said Yusuf Tully.
We got a job to do.
Let it get it up.
Let it go of it. You'll break it. Look, you've opened the back door up now. Get your great finger on the buttons. I hesitate to think what the temperature is in the baby's room.
Let me go.
Either he's a solid block of ice or he's freezing to death.
Well, I'm going to get the button. Now look what you've done. It's stuck.
You've broken it.
It was all right if you left it as it was.
It's your fault. I shall tell the bloke when he comes back.
There's Bronco Lane flashing about in there and I can't see what he's doing.
Good.
Where's my knife? I'll open that panel.
Come back. Have you gone raving mad? You'll ruin this bloke's takeoff.
I'll ruin yours if you don't shut up.
Don't you talk to me like that, you ignorant slob.
I'll talk to you like I want to because I didn't want to do this job in the first place.
Don't you shout at me!
If I want to shout, I shall shout.
But don't make so much noise then. If you want to shout, shout quiet. There's a baby trying to sleep upstairs.
Now look what you've done. You've woken him up. Now you'll have to croon to him.
I am not crooning to anybody.
Now I'll finish this later.
Go to sleep, my baby. Close your pretty eyes. Angels are above you. Watch from the sky.
Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall. And down will come, baby, cradle and all. Zoom, 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 zoom.
And that, mate, that goes for you, too. That's the way to handle noisy kids.
Oh, yes. A very good psychological approach. Very effective. You'll probably grow up a screaming neurotic. Still, it's good enough, I suppose.
Well, you want another peep out of him tonight?
I don't doubt it. I think the shock of a disembodied voice bawling belt up down your ear hole to drive anybody's vocal cords for the rest of their life.
What's the time?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Blimey, another 4 hours of this. And no telly. A right hysterical evening this is going to be. I don't like it here. That one-eyed bird glaring down at me there. Enough to give anybody the willies. Where did you ever see a bird looking like that?
I don't know. I quite like it. That's how the artist sees his model in his subconscious. It's symbolic. I mean, the pear-shaped motif is obvious to the perceptive eye. And his cubic conception of the overall form is quite enthralling. Clearly defined attempt to reduce life to the pattern of a basic mathematical formula. On the other hand, it's a very good likeness of that bird you took out last week. The cha-cha-cha champion of Hounslow, wasn't he?
Let me tell you something, mate. The Chloe Clappers is a lot better looking than that. Chloe Clappers, the cha-cha champ.
Chloe Clappers. Honestly, the names you go out with. Diana Goosebody. Then we had the Ariadne Pipe. Alicia Footlington. Yolanda Treadlightly. No wonder they go out with you. They're trying to get their names changed.
Oh, blimey, there he goes again.
Don't start shouting at me again. He's only a baby. It's natural for a 9-month-old baby to cry. Don't be cruel to him. There's other ways of stopping him.
Quite simple, not a voice raised in anger.
But what's the point of having the loudspeaker if you can't hear him?
Well, you can't have it both ways, can you?
Well, yeah, but there may be something wrong with him. Might have caught his toe in his rattle or something. I mean, that's what we're here for, isn't it? To look after him in case he starts crying. Poor little devil. All on his own up there, wondering where his mummy and daddy is.
Tell me, it was you who shouted out, belt up at him.
Well, yeah, I hadn't thought about it then. Now my nerves are all frayed. We can't just sit here impervious. There is something wrong with him, I know. He's hungry, that's what it is. That's a trouble, mate.
Where are you going with that?
I'm going to feed him. I'm not going to sit down here and neglect him. He can have a nice little gnaw around that.
Sydney, this is a baby, not a lion cub. You can't take that stuff. Take a bottle of milk up to him. Don't knock like that. Don't you know anything? You can't just hold it like that and pour it into him like this. Gotta get one of those valve rubber things with a hole in it. You'll probably find a feeding bottle up there. Pour it in, give it to him, he'll do the rest.
You come up with me.
It doesn't need both of us to stick a feeding bottle in his mouth. If you need any help, shout.
Yeah, but what
I'll be here on the BBC, the baby's bedroom communication. Honestly, he makes trouble, he really does. Huh. Mm-hmm.
Now that, in the field. Half human.
Do you know what Gracie did? She rang up the speaking clock to ask the time. She was talking to it for 3 hours. I said, Gracie, why were you talking to the speaking clock for 3 hours? She said, every time I went to set my watch, she changed her mind. Nothing like him.
Right, we should go on, regardless. Oh. Okay, let's wait for the rest. Okay. Which way are women going?
Hurry up, Sid. The baby's crying again.
All right, give me time. Hello, little man. What is you crying, you little icy wisey's out for then? Did you want some Milky Witchy, chicky, chicky, chicky? Don't you worry, Uncle Sidney brought you up some din-dins. That's what you wanted, isn't it? Nice, warm, milky-wilky. Come on, then.
Get your head out of his cot. It's enough to drive anybody round the twist, that is.
Hancock, he won't stop crying.
I'm not surprised, opening his eyes and seeing you staring down at him. He makes me go cold.
What shall I do, then?
Now hear this. Control tower to bedroom. Control tower to bedroom. Place the bottle in his hand, shove the rubber thing in his mouth, and bring his legs up to support the other end of it. Have you received the message? Come in bedroom.
Message received. Bottle over target now. Over and out.
Right, come back down here and let him get on with it.
Some chicken. Some neck. Ah. How many Caesar, say? How more than two of the boss around here, say? Everything I say goes, say. And we shall go on. Into the future? Nay. Nay. Nay.
Oh. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just mucking about, you know. A few impressions of just filling in a bit of time. Everything all right?
Oh, marvellous, isn't it? How easy it is. Shove a bit of grub inside them and they're off for the night.
Yeah, I told you. It's money for old rope, this is. I think we've done very well tonight. Now we've got his nibs off to kip again, we can have a nice little relax ourselves. He won't be back for a couple of hours yet. Just to think of it. We'll have a kip, I think. All the time we're asleep, we should be making money. I think they're going to be very pleased with us. Oh, well, good health.
Useless.
Hello! Oh.
I was falling again. Picture, darling, it was worth having those extra... What on earth's been happening here?
Oh, the baby's crying.
Never mind about the baby. We've been robbed.
Yeah, what is the meaning of this?
What's the matter? Don't worry. Oh, everything's under control. That's all right.
Oh, Steve, my baby, close your control.
Where's it gone?
Sure, where's the rest of me home gone?
Dear, Steve, did you wake up while I was asleep?
Nothing to do with me.
It's the baby. The baby's been down here. I expect you'll find it all up in his room.
The baby can't even walk.
Oh.
There have been burglars here right under your very nose.
Burglars? Oh, my baby!
You see, she's upset now.
Yes, she's upset. What about me? My entire home has disappeared. Is there nothing left? Have they taken everything?
Wait a minute. I know one thing they haven't got.
Yes. Well, no need for you to run us home. We'll make our own way, actually.
Did come to 30 bob for the night. We'll make it a quid. It'll help you out, you know. Well, it was a very delightful home you had here.
Oh, there's not a stick of furniture left upstairs. They've taken everything. Oh, my home, my beautiful home.
Yeah, well, if you'd like to make it 4 half-crowns, we'll forget all about it. Hope you enjoyed the film. If you ever need us again, don't hesitate to contact us.
Get out of it.
Yes, you're not leaving here until the police arrive. I wouldn't be at all surprised if you weren't in collusion with the burglars. You probably arranged the whole thing between you.
Excuse me.
Oh, there you are, Inspector. I was just going to telephone you.
Is there anything missing from this house?
Well, we've still got a bit of wallpaper left and a bit of paint on the doors.
We were right then. We saw the van driving away from here, followed it, and apprehended the felons.
What do you mean? So you've caught them? You've recovered everything?
Well, unfortunately, during the chase, their van skidded off the road and fell into the canal.
Oh, all my furniture ruined.
Well, that's us out. Come on, we'll be off then, Sidney.
Oh, no, you don't. I still hold these men responsible, Inspector. I insist that I'm going to sue them for damages.
What do you mean? It's all in the canal. All you got to do is fish it out, stick it around the fire. What's the matter with you?
I intend to sue you.
Oh, look, wait a minute. We don't want any bother. Look, if we furnish your place out while your stuff is drying out, will you forget all about it?
Seems quite reasonable to me, sir.
I suppose we've got to have something to sleep on and sit on. Oh, all right, but I want it done tonight.
You know, I think I preferred it when it was bare.
Bare. Bare. All my beautiful furniture gone.
Now, shut up. Don't you start. You're lucky he didn't sue you. It's your own fault anyway, all this babysitting nonsense. Come on, let's get up to bed.
What's the point? There's nothing up there.
Ah, good night, then.
Good night. Oh, that draught. Oh, these knot holes here. Oh, no, where's me bicycle clips? That'll help a bit anyway. Misery. Oh.